argues the Gemara Baba Kama. Yosei Glili holds that a Tam does pay Chati Kofer, and he uses the Pasuk of Bala Shonok for the Drushes over there. So maybe that's why there's no proof. Maybe, like, really, there's nothing else could be left out. And therefore, it should be a proof, really, that Chati Nezek is Mammon. Because if it was Kanata, should have said this difference. So the kid says, not a proof either way, one way or the other way. We don't have a proof yet that Chati Nezek is a Kanas or it's Mammon. All right, turn over. The Gemara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Alokhov, hey, it says in our Mishnah, hey, Mishori, es ploini, if a person admits that his shor killed somebody else, oi shore, shoploini, or else my shor damaged and killed somebody else's shor, his hareza mishalom apiatsmai. You have to pay the hezek apiatsmai. Mashmat's called mumin. When you pay koifer, or you pay demei, what your shor did damage, it's called mumin, you have to pay apiatsmai. So my love vitam, doesn't that Mishnah mean in all cases, even by a tam, also you have to pay apiatsmai? So chur be mashma like Rav Papa learns that palga niska is called mumin. So Mora says loy, maybe no, maybe be muid. Maybe our Mishnah only means by a muid, then we say you have to pay kaifer and hezek apiatsmai. But maybe by a tam it's called kanash should be potter apiatsmai. So Mora says avu batamai, what do you want to tell me then by a tam? Einim shalom apiatsmai. That according to Rav Huna, that's called Kenas. If you admit that your Tam hit somebody, that you'd be Potter. For the Gemara, if so, add the Tony Sefer. Why does the Sefer of our Mishnah have to learn? Is that they want to say a case that you're Potter by Kenas? Avdoi shall play any enemy shalom apiatsmai. Then a case you admit that you're sure killed somebody else's Eved Kenani. That's a Kenas you have to pay Shleshim Shkolim. There you're Potter. Why does it have to go to a case that you're sure killed an Eved? L'chura niflog v'nisna b'rido. Let's make a difference when the shore hits another shore. The what? B'med v'orm amurim. When do we say that you have to pay? When you admit that your shore killed another shore? B'mu'id. Only when your shore is a mu'id, that's a nezik sholom, that's called mammon. Avul tam. But when your shore is only a tam, that you only have to pay chati nezik, which according to Rav Huna is a kenas, ain't a mishalom apiyatzmai. Then you do not have to pay apiyatzmai. So, since the Mishnah at the end had to go off to talk about an Eved, and it did not talk about a Tam, Lechur B'mashmi, even a Tam also is called Mammon, and you would pay Apiyatzmai. So, Gemara says, no, that's not a proof to Rav Huna. It's not a Kashan Rav Huna. I'll tell you, Kula B'muid Kamari. I'll tell you, our Mishnah wants to talk all about the Lochas, about a Muid. It doesn't want to talk about a Tam. That's why the Mishnah says by a Muid that these are Lochas, that if you admit that you're sure killed another person, or killed another shore, you do have to pay apiatsmai. By a mu'ud, the only time you put apiatsmai is when you admit that your shore killed another Eved Kenani. Torah Shema, come, I'll bring you proof like this. It says, now Mishnah, zeha klal, this is the general rule, that kol ha-mishalim yesra ma-shehezik. Anytime you have to pay more than the damage you caused, which is called kenas, is eino mishalim apiatsmai. Then you do not pay if you yourself admit, again, because that's called Moida b'kanasas potter. So chur tzadik though ha'pochos mimash hizik. Let's say what we're making you pay is less than the damage that you did, like by chati nezik. Is mash l'chur that mishalom apiatsmai, that it's called mammon, and you do have to pay apiatsmai, because the Mishnah only says what's called the kanas if you pay more than the damage you caused. But mash if you pay less than the damage you caused, then it's called mammon. You would have to pay apiatsmai. So chur tzakash and Rav Huna. Gemara says no. Loitema, don't say ha pochos mimash hezek. Don't say to make a deal that if the damage is, if you have to pay less than you really made the damage, that you would have to pay. Eloema, make a deal like this. Ha kamash hezek mishalom apiatsmai. Only if you have to pay for the exact amount of damage that you caused, that's called mammon. Then you pay even if you're the only one to admit it. But any time you're paying either more or less, maybe that's called kenas. So Gemara says, what do you want to say like this, Taka? That avo pochus, mai, what do you want to say in a case of, let's say, tam, where you pay chati nezik, you're paying less. What do you want to tell me, eini mishalom apiatsmai, that the din is, Taka, that you do not pay if you admit it? Because when you're paying less than you caused the hezik, that's also called kenas. So if so, listen, why didn't the Mishnah say like this? Listen, zeh aklal, the Mishnah should have said aklal like this. Kol she'enoi mishalim kemo shehezik. Anytime you don't pay, Kamosha Hezek, the way you're supposed to be Mazik. Anytime you don't pay for the exact amount of damage that you caused, is Eina Meshalem Al Piyatzmoy. That's what it should have said. Should have said, like, when is it called Mamin? When you're paying for the exact damage that you caused. But any time you pay different than that, it's called a Kanas. To Mashma, then it would have been Mashma Pochus, or Mashma Yeser. It's Mashma whether you're paying less than the damage you caused, or whether you're paying more than the damage you caused. In both cases, they're called a Kanas, and you don't pay Apiyatzmai. So since the Mishnah did not say it this way, it's Tiyufta. The Chorza Tiyufta to Rafuna, so Chorza Mashma, that Pal Geniska is called Mamin. And since the mission does not say Kumosh Hezek, it only says Yesra Mash Hezek. But still the Gemara says, Vihilchasa, you know what the Allah, you know what the Maskonar is? That Pal Geniska Knosa, Allah, we hold like Rafuna, that Dantar Tam has to pay Chatin Hezek, it's called the Knas. So Gemara is the Kashe, Tiyufta, Vihilchasa, what's going on here? We just said that Tiyufta, it's a Kashe, and Rafuna from our Mishnah, so how could you Paskin like him? So Gemara says, in yes, because the Kashe we yes was not so strong, it's not a really good Kashe. Time of my Yisusiv, why did you want to ask a kasha? Why did you slug up Rafuna? Mishum de loikatoni kamosha hezek, because you had a kasha in our Mishnah. If it wants to explain what's called a kanasa and what's not, it should have said any time you have to pay for the exact amount of damage, that's called a kanas. But when you're not paying the exact amount of damage, that's called, any time you're paying the exact amount of damage, that's called mamin, which would be mashum. Any time you're paying different, whether it's more, whether it's less, it's always called kenas. Like, why didn't the Mishnah say like this, according to Rav Huna? So I tell you, the Torah is because leip sikulei. It's not always that way. Even though tam, when it has to pay chatzin ezek, this happens to be a kenas, but I tell you, there are some cases when you pay less than you're supposed to, which is called mamin. Kivon diika chatzin ezek tzroiros. There's a case of chatzin ezek that you pay by tzroiros. We'll soon explain what that means. Tehilchos ha-gemiru lo. That's halach l'moshe mitzinai, that it's called money. So therefore, mishumach l'ketani, therefore does not say in our Mishnah that if you pay less than what you're supposed to, it's kenas. Because by tzroi rois, this is the case that you have to only pay a chatzin ezek, you're paying less than the damage you caused, even though it's 100% mamin. And why do you pay less? Because it's halach l'moshe mitzinai. The halach of tzroi rois is like this. Really, it's a told of regal. When you're sure, when your ox is walking down the road. And tzroris means it kicks pebbles. It kicks something. And those pebbles, those stones goes and breaks your, glass. Breaks your pitcher. So locher is when a regal, when the foot of an animal does it, it's chayiv nezek shalom. But tzroris, if it just kicks off the pebbles, and the pebbles break your glass, it's halach l'moshe mitzinai, you only have to pay chatzin nezek. Even though it's urchei b'hochi, and really it's called mumin, it's just halach l'moshe mitzinai, you only pay a chatzin ezek. So therefore, since you have this case, that you pay less than the damage you caused, and it's called mumin, that's why the Mishnah doesn't want to say that kanas means anytime you're paying differently. Because then it would have been mashm, even whenever you pay less, it's also always kanas. And it's not true, even though usually it is kanas, like usually tam is kanas, but since you have one case, you have tzroiros, that you're paying less than you're supposed to, and it's also called mamin, that's why the Mishnah, when it wants to explain knas, it only says, if you pay more than the damage you did, then for sure that's always called knas. That's psikale, that's why it says it that way. But the other way, it doesn't want to say it because it's not psikale. So I call upon the maskoni is that the locker is like Rafuna, that palganiska, any time your animal does damage in the leifen of a mishuna, the tam is the pshat is, that's not urchei, not a derech for the tam to shtois, to hit somebody. Therefore, the first three times that it does, it's called maisa mishuna. You only have to pay chatzin nezek, it's called kenas. So Gemara says now, fahash to the yamrit, pal geniska kenasa, now that you're telling me that pal geniska is called kenas, in other words, tam, when it does a maisa mishuna, something different, not the normal way, it's called a kenas, like lamashal by yeshor. We know there's a regal hamazik, there's a shein hamazik. When your animal eats up something, you always have to pay nezek shalom even right away. Because that's urche, that's the normal way. If your shor is walking and kicks and hits something, you have to pay nezek shalom, that's urche. There's only a din tam by nezek, that means by negicha. Where your shor goes and hits something else, that's not urche, that's not normal. That's called a maisa mishuna, therefore you pay nezek shalom. Now, a tolder of this is any time the animal does something mishuna, something abnormal, you only have to pay chatzinezik, and it's called kenas. If the Gemara says, therefore, the hashtu the yarmut, pagoniska kenasa, you should know. In the case of high kalba, the ochel imra, if you have a wild dog that ate up somebody's lamb, which is not normal, it's not a normal thing, it's a maisa mishuna. The shunra, or somebody's cat, the ochel tana gerla rabravi, it ate up a big hen. Is these two cases called mishunahu? It's a maisa mishuna, something abnormal. Therefore, it's a tolda of tam, of negicha, that really you only have to pay a chatinezik, and it's called kinas. Therefore, v'loy magvina bebovel, you do not collect this money in bovel. The bezdin of bovel is not strong enough to collect kinas. The klal of kinas is you dafka need a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael that has smicha, need a bezdin from musmochen. So smicha was only in Eretz Yisrael, not in bovel. Therefore, in bovel they do not collect kinas. Abel zutri, but let's say your dog eats up a small one, which is urche normal, who umagvinim bay. Then, since it's a normal act, that's called regular shein, that you chayiv mumin for, and that you do collect even in bovel. Is that you need a bezin of mumchen from Eretz Yisrael, that's only on kenas, not mumin. It's like, well, then in America now also, we don't collect kenas. The Gemara says, well, even though you don't collect it in bezin, but vitofas. If the nizik goes and grabs away the money from the mazik, we don't take it away from him. Like over in if the nizik himself grabs the money, then we don't take it away. Tosfos brings down the pirush of Benatam, the dafki tofes as hamazik atzmoi. Only if the nizik grabs that animal that caused the hezik. Abu dovracha loy, but something else you can't chop. All right, then the Gemara says. Let's say now the nizik goes to the mazik and say, listen, I want to make an appointment with you that we should both go to Eretz Yisrael, that I want to collect the knas, and I want you to come with me to a bet in Eretz Yisrael. The locher is makvinen lei. He has to accept it and he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yozel, if he doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, meshamtinen lei. You put him into nidui. And the Gemara says, and benkach or benkach. No matter what happens here, mishamtinin lei, anywhere we have to put him into nidui, this mazik. The yamrinin lei, we tell him, solak hezekcha, take away this wild animal that you have in your rishus. Midu Reb Nosson, from Reb Nosson talocha. The Tanya we learned like this, Reb Nosson leiner. Reb Nosson says, minay in shelo yigad alodom, kelev ra, betoich beisoi, how do we know you're not allowed to raise a wild dog in your house? You're not allowed to have a bed ladder in your house, a ladder that you can fall down on, you can hurt yourself. Shenemar Apostle says, you're not allowed to keep something that will cause death, that will cause domin, cause you to get hezek. So therefore, Misham Tinle Rashi says, Lamazik, either to kill the dog, or else to throw away the bed ladder. And now I keep something in the house that could cause hezek. Right, Hadron Alecho Elu Nairus. The next mission says like this, Nara Shin Ispatato, and Nara, where a man was Mefatah, talked her into having Znus, where she was a Nara B'sula, so Lachar is by Shosso P'gomo K'nosa Shalaviyah. Since she's still a Nara, the money goes to the father. V'yatzar B'tfusa, in the case B'tfusa means Lashon Yamanasa, where the man was Manasa by force, Lashon Aposik, then you have to pay Tsar, what we had before, also goes to the father. Omda B'din, let's say they went to Bezdin Achle Meisav, before the father died, is a Rei Enshalav, the money now goes to the father. What about after Omda B'din Meisav, the father dies, a Rei Enshalachin, still the money, once Bezdin passed Ganois, and the father was alive then, so the money is supposed to go to the father. Even if the father dies later, the man has to pay the father's yershim, his brothers. What about the loyispik olamad bedin at shemesav? Let's say before they went to Bezdin, the father died, then haray and shalatzma. About b'shas the psak of Bezdin, she's alive, the nara, and not the father, the money goes to her and not to the father. What about omde bedin at shle bogra? They had a psak din before she became a bageris, so the father is still the avi hanaro. He is harei hein shalav. It goes to the father. Neisav. Let's say the father dies, harei hein shalachin. Then it goes to the father's yoshim, his brothers. What about lo hispik olamad bedinat shebogra? They didn't get to go to bezin to paskin the halacha until she became a bageris. She's 12 and a half. They waited like 6 months. Harei hein shalatzma. Then the money goes directly to her. Reb Shimon Oimer, Im lo yispiku ligvois ad shemei sav. No, even the case where they made a psaktin before, but they didn't collect the money yet. Bishas to collect the money, the father died already, has arranged shalatzma. Still the money goes to her. And mais yudel mitziyosa afo pish lagovso meisav harei en shalachin. But the mais yudain, that's different, that's mumin. So anything she did when the father was still alive, the locher is, even though she didn't collect it yet, until the father dies, still the father has a right to get it, and a rei en shalach, and it goes to the father's yorshim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last mishnah again the next tape. You're holding up from Memala from the base. You're a new parent. Just say the mishnah over again. Nara shin is patato, and a nara where the man was mafatah, talked her into having znus. She was a nara psula. The locher is boishta u pagama u kinasa shalaviyah. That your man has to pay now the boishest embarrassment and the begam, how much is worth less on the market, or can also the 50 shkolim all go to the father. We had the mishnah before, betfusa means banusa. When the man forced her, then the mishnah before said you have to pay tsar. So also the tsar, the pain that the girl has, goes to the father. As the pasuk says, v'nosan le'aviha nara, the money goes to the father. What about the omda bedin? Let's say they went to Beis Din. So actually, Meisav, the father was still alive. He didn't die yet at the time when they went to Beis Din. So the father was there. So Beis Din passed kandois that the money goes to the father. His arayin shalav. The money now belongs to the father. Because by kenas, the money is first chal when Beis Din gives the psak. Before Amod the Bedin, before they went to Beis Din, it's like there's no chiv. The chiv is only when you come to Beis Din. So if the father was alive then, very good, the father was oichin the money. Meisav, if the father dies later, even before they collect the money, it's still called money already, and Arehen Shalachin, it goes to the father's brothers, in other words, the father, his Yerusha, whoever Yashin's the father, gets this money also. But what about Lohispiko Lamad Bedin Ashi Meisav? Let's say the father died before they went to Beis Din. At the time when they went to Beis Din, the Beis Din should be Mechayiv, the man that was Manas or Mefata, to pay the money. Is Harei Hein Shalatzma. Since at the time when Beis Din gives the Psak Din, the father is a dead, so the money goes to her. She's alive, she gets the money, not the father. Now, Omda Bedin Achle Bogra. Let's say they went to Beis Din, both of them were alive. But the girl was still an Ara, she wasn't a Bageris yet. So that's the Locha, that Harei Hein Shalav, the money still goes to the father. Bishas Omda Bedin, she is still an Ara. The locha is, even though the money should go to her, the father gets the money from his daughter. The father gets any money that the nara deserves. Therefore, Meisav, let's say the father dies later, is a rehen shalachin, since Peshas Bezdin, she was a nara, so the money then, Bezdin says, goes to the father. It's now sold like the father has the right to the money. So even if the father dies later, still his yorshim, his brothers, get the money. But what about Lohispiko Lamad Bedin? They didn't go to Beis Din yet. Ad Shebogra. They waited like 6 months until the girl became a Bageris. She's 12 and a half years old now. She's not Breshus Aviyah. The father has no rights over her anymore. And now they first go to Beis Din is Arehen Shalatzma. Beis Din passes right now that the money goes straight to her and not to the father. Because the father has no more rights over her when she becomes a Bageris. Rabbi Shimon says, Em lo hispiko ligvois ad shemei so'av harei ein shalatzma. So Shimon argues on a Tanakam and says it's not totally in Amod de Bedin, it's not totally just when Beis Din paskins the chiv. It's totally b'shas you collect the money. Therefore, if the father dies before they collect the money, even though b'shas they went to Beis Din, the father was alive, and at that time the father had the right to collect the money, but as long as he did not collect the money yet, it's not called his. So the father dies before he collects the money, then the locher is Arei en Shalatzma. The money goes to her, and not to the Yorshim of the father. Rashi says, Babadam Rashi, B'Shimon Aymer, Afal Pi Shom Do Bedin, even though they went to Beis Din, and Beis Din paskin that the man that was Ma'anasa, Mafato, has to pay the Chemishim Kosef, Chemishim Kishkolim, and right now the Chiv is to the father, but loyheve mom and diav, it's not cool the father has this chus, has this money, like loherish labonov, that if he dies, his children take it over. Until the father actually collects the money. And here that the father didn't collect the money yet, the father died before he collected the money. Therefore, it's not a Yerusha. Therefore, the money goes to Denaro. His Arei Enchel Atzma. Chassam Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin, is a totally Bishas Amod de Bedin. Once Bezdin Paskins, that the man has to pay the Kenas. The Tanakamis says, right now it's called like a regular Chiyav of money. It's called like the father right now has the right of this money. So even if he dies, his Yashim get it. Reb Shimon says, no, it's like still called Kenas until he actually collects the money. And if he wasn't around to collect the money goes to her. Then the Mishnah says, "Maisa yodeha any."